This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith, and you can find us at churchonline.com. We spell that uniquely, though. We spell it C-H-R-C-H online because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I want to talk about letter writing. Some of us may be old enough to remember when writing letters was important. In fact, it was a subject that they taught children in school. I learned it. I had to learn how to write a personal letter and a business letter by hand on a piece of paper. Some of us may remember those days, and others you may think, wow, we're in a whole different age. I write letters all the time. We call it email. No, that's not what I'm talking about. There's something different about actually taking a pen and ink and writing on a sheet of paper. In fact, my father, who passed away a few years back, he was the last person I know that would regularly write letters. He had beautiful handwriting, and he had like nice fountain pens and things like that that he would love to use. But according to a survey, and now the survey is a few years old, it was done in 2021, 37% of Americans say that they hadn't written a letter in more than 5 years. 37%. And this is the astonishing part. 15% of the adults that were surveyed said they had never written a letter before. Now just pause and think about for that for a minute. I imagine that those adults were probably younger adults because letter writing was a significantly important thing. But I don't know if you recognize how important letters are to God's people, to the church. The church, in fact, some scholars say that the church was born through letters. We have some of them for us in the New Testament. We think about Paul, this great letter writer. He wrote to Timothy, and he wrote to the church in Ephesus. He wrote these letters. But people were writing letters back and forth to instruct them in the faith. And it became so important to the growth of the movement and the way the letters were handled. Paul would write a letter. Probably the greatest example is Galatians. Paul wrote to not just a single church. Galatia is a region. And Paul is writing to this region of churches. So he would write all of this out. And I'll get to the technical details in a minute, but he would write this letter. It would be sent by some sort of courier, a human being. There was no postal service like we think of. A person would take that to one church. In most cases, that would be then transcribed by someone as diligently and accurately as they possibly could. Then that letter would be taken to another place. And then the same thing would happen in all of the churches in this region called Galatia. And if you have read Paul's letters, you recognize that they have some sort of a greeting to them. There's some sort of theological portion, and then there's a practical portion, and normally some type of a closing. That's typically how all of Paul's letters were written. But there was not this formal way of writing letters, again, like some of us may have learned in schools. That would come later, because you must understand, in the first century, it was new technology. Now, that's going to sound funny to us, I recognize, but in the first century, in the Mediterranean region, writing on ink on a piece of paper and sending it out was a new concept. It's interesting that the early church adopted this. In fact, in your New Testament, 21 letters. Then there's another 7 in the book of Revelation that Jesus talks to John and says, here's some letters you need to send to these churches. But not only was it new technology, like every technology, it was expensive. It wasn't inexpensive to, like today, I'm sitting at my desk. I have multiple pens, pencils. I have a stack of paper. I've got a notebook right next to me. I could jot down things in a moment. Back then, that's not the way it was. Paper was expensive. Ink was very expensive. Normally, there's different ways that they would get the ink, but it had to do with shellfish. Sometimes, yes, even octopus and squid ink was used as a part of the process. Now, what's more, not everyone knew how to write. Again, this sounds strange to us, but it was true back then. A scribe was a respected member of any community. and you would go to a scribe if you needed to write a letter. If you needed to write a letter to, I don't know, your father who's in another city, you'd go to a scribe, you would pay them, and then they would write down what you say. Normally, you don't get multiple shots at this. You want to be very succinct and clear in what you want to say, and the scribe would write it down very precisely the way you said it. Then those things would be delivered. So it became extremely important and, again, expensive to send a letter. Now, why is this significant to us? Well, I'm going to take us to a passage of scripture, and this is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. My Bible says living letters. That's the subtitle of this section. Listen to these words. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 1, 2, and 3. It says, Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need like some letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are Christ's letter, delivered by us, not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Do you hear how many times that word letter is used in these just three verses? And it's supposed to get their attention. Remember, letter writing was not something simple and easy like it is today. It was expensive. It was new technology. It would get your attention. Think about today when you check your mail. Most of us probably check the mail, maybe not even once a week. Maybe we check our mail, once in a while. Oh, if you got a letter, again, delivered by courier, that would get your attention. So when Paul makes the statement, do we need like some letters of recommendation to you or from you? That's an important statement. Do we need to justify ourselves with a greater gesture, a bigger way of saying things? That's what he's saying in this section. And then you yourselves are our letter, your expensive new technology. That's who you are. You are our letter written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. So he's saying you have great worth, great value. And to say that this is known and read by everyone, get that image in your mind. A courier comes to town in the first century and he's holding a letter. The family would get the letter, and I promise you, it would be read and everyone would be curious because this is a big deal. Someone got a letter. What did it say? If it was not personal, someone might read this letter to their friends, to their family, to the whole town. So it was a big statement to say, you're an important letter to us. And then this final one, verse 3, you show that you are Christ's letter, the letter written by Jesus, delivered by us. So Paul and his associates, the carriers of this letter, not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. He's saying those little words, we just spin by that and we don't think of the significance of what Paul is saying when we are a letter from Christ. Our very lives are significant and important. They mean something. They have value. And just thinking about that picture, if we are the letters read by everyone, read to everyone, think of how big this statement Paul's making. And then that last segment, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. If something was written on stone, it was law. It was beyond merely writing with ink. To have someone carve something in stone is to say that it is permanent. So this little piece, I just wanted you to think about that for a minute. This is way more important than we recognize. Paul saying, commended by you in a letter. You yourselves are a letter written by Christ through the Holy Spirit. That's how valuable you are. But this letter needs to be read by everyone. Our very lives stand as a letter of what Christ is doing and what Christ is saying. I just leave you with that thought today, just a thought about letters. Maybe if you get one today, you hold it in your hand and realize the value and the significance biblically that a letter is.